This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We always hear the saying, what goes around comes around. By demonstrating mercy, we're guaranteeing something even more special in return. Whoever doesn't have this won't receive mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The names of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. The name Ar-Rahman has been mentioned in the Quran 57 times. Like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُمْ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّهُ وَالرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. And your God is one God. There is no deity worthy of worship except Him. The entirely merciful, the especially merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى. The most merciful rose above the throne. And the Rahim has been mentioned the exact double amount of times, 114 times. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Verily Allah is for the people kind and merciful. I want you to appreciate something, that before 113 chapters of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces himself with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now this basmala would appear in front of 113 chapters of the Quran, so it is incredibly frequent. And it also appears as a verse in Surah An-Naml, but it's only made up of four words. So this is incredibly valuable real estate. And three of those words are names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is using to introduce himself. Now the first one is in the name of Allah. And it is appropriate that the name Allah be the first name because it's the default name of God. It's talking about his right to be worshipped. So it makes incredible sense. Now the second one is Ar-Rahman. In the name of Allah, the merciful. And mercy is an overwhelming attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it makes incredible sense that merciful be the second name. Now the third name, again, this is very valuable real estate, the third slot. So if you've covered the attribute of mercy, then it should be in the name of Allah, the merciful, the powerful, for example, right? You want to cover another attribute, or in the name of Allah, the merciful, the knowledgeable, or in the name of Allah, the merciful, the loving, or in the name of Allah, the merciful, the just, right? You've already covered the attribute of mercy. That's my point. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the name of Allah, the merciful, the merciful. In the name of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then you have Surah Al-Fatiha. And Surah Al-Fatiha is the most oft repeated passage in human history. There's no hymn, there's no prayer, there's no song, there's no praise or anything that's going to be recited more than Surah Al-Fatiha. And it begins, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the merciful, the merciful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The merciful, the merciful. Like, I want you to appreciate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this incredibly valuable real estate to communicate to us again and again His mercy. How could we ever doubt the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our sins, because of these sins that we commit? A person who feels distant from the mercy of Allah is only somebody who never knew who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in the first place. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses the example of one of the greatest human manifestations of mercy. One of the greatest symbols that we have, if not the greatest symbol of mercy that we know as human beings, is the mercy of a mother to her child. And on one occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions witnessed, after a battle, a woman frantically searching for her child, for her infant child. And when she grabs her child, she finds her child, she immediately starts nursing her baby. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then says to his companions, do you think that this woman would ever throw her child in a fire? And of course the companions say no. I mean, what we know of mothers, that mother would jump into a fire to save her baby from a fire, much less take her baby and throw him in the fire. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful to his creation than that mother is to her child. So when we feel distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's only because we don't know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Now, I want to take you on a quick word association game. What is the first word that comes to your mind when you think of Christianity? You might say love. Now, I want you to comment with the first word that you think of when it comes to Buddhism. You might have said peace or nirvana. What is the first word that comes to your mind when you think of Islam? And what do you think non-Muslim's first word is when they think of Islam? We all know what that first word is. But I believe that the first word that we should brand Islam with is mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Ra'uf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates that His message, that His mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates in the Quran that His mercy overwhelms His wrath and that His mercy has encompassed everything. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restricts the entire message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to simply, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except as a mercy to the worlds. And so those who follow the Messenger of Allah, whose message was a mercy to the worlds, then they as well, those followers, should be a mercy to the worlds. The presence of Muslims in any community, any society, should be a mercy to that community and to that society. Now, what are the ways that we can acquire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy? Now, there are many ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, but for today, for this video, there's just one that I want you to know, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ar-Rahimuna yarhamuhum ar-Rahman. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. The merciful will experience mercy from the merciful. Have mercy on those on earth, the one who is in the heavens will have mercy on you. So ask yourself the question, are you merciful? Because if you do not have mercy for others, you won't experience mercy from Ar-Rahman. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was kissing one of his children, one of his grandchildren, and a man looked at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, atuqabbilu abna'ak? Do you kiss your children? I have 10 children, I've never kissed any of them. Like he's showing that old school macho bravado, I don't kiss my kids. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say, MashaAllah, what an excellent, what a strong man you are, what a mighty man you are. He said, what do you want me to do that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed mercy from your heart? مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. Whoever does not showcase mercy will not experience mercy. Whoever does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. Have mercy on orphans. Have mercy on the poor. Care about their circumstances. Care about them not having proper housing that gives them heat in the winter or gives them coolness in the summer. Have mercy on the young. They're gonna make mistakes, but want goodness for them. Don't try to break them because of those mistakes. Help them grow from them. Have mercy on the old. Have mercy on animals. People have been forgiven all of their sins because of that. Have mercy on the less fortunate, the less educated. Have mercy on the broken. Have mercy on the person who is coming to the masjid wanting to reconnect with their deen. Have mercy on the person who's coming to the masjid wanting to reconnect with their deen after having been away for a while or after never being introduced properly to Islam in the first place. Have mercy on each other. Want goodness for each other. Because the merciful will experience mercy from Ar-Rahman.